Many protesters outside the Republican convention got arrested yesterday. Independent and anarchist groups coordinated their activity for what they called a day of civil disobedience and direct action. Police arrested nearly 1,000 people as they tried to reach Madison Square Garden. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
The morning started with satire and humor. 24 protesters wearing pig snouts and throwing fake $100 bills demonstrated in front of a hotel where a breakfast for Texas delegates sponsored by Halliburton was taking place. There were impromptu actions at several corporations and something called a shout-a-thon in front of Fox News by activists angry at what they perceived as the cable channel's political bias. But by late afternoon, the acts of civil disobedience became more serious. 5 members of the War Resisters League began a march near Ground Zero. The goal was to stage a die-in in the streets near Madison Square Garden, but about 200 members of the group were arrested before they ever left Lower Manhattan. Activists who met to plan evening events at the New York Public Library found the steps blocked. A man who hung a banner over one of the famous stone lions was arrested. Cindy Bruce, one of the protesters, described the scene.
The officers very calmly walked over, said, "No, you cannot do that. You can't hang the sign. You can hold it." "No problem," they said. "Sure." They walked away. They held up the sign. As soon as they held up the sign, the officers swooped in and arrested them and pushed us out of the way, pushed us off.
Soon after that arrest, the police cleared the library steps altogether, making more arrests along the way.
Let's go. Let's get cuffs.
According to one report, 75 people were arrested at the library. Most were charged with disorderly conduct.
We are peaceful people, practicing nonviolence.
Many activists headed on to 34th Street, where one group sought to model what it called a world of true security. The idea was for people to bring food, music, puppets, dance, art, and massage as they claimed the streets around Herald Square. But like the war resisters' protest that was locked down early, this protest group also found itself behind police barricades and orange netting. Police forced protesters back by shoving metal barricades into the crowd, pushing the crowd down the street in order to clear space for pedestrians and traffic.
What have we done to police?
For a long time, the crowd didn't budge. There was a standoff, and some people were penned in and arrested. The chants of protesters varied widely from "this is what a police state looks like" and our streets," to chants supporting the police's own fight for a raise. Artist and musician Morgan Phillips, a native New Yorker, was watching.
And I just basically watched this really large crowd just get hacked to pieces, you know, like bit by bit.
Later on 35th Street, activists saw 3 buses of arrestees pull away. Again, Morgan Phillips.
It was a little mini march, about 200 people that came down around to 35th Street to start hassling these delegates over here. And then that got blocked off. And then this guy from Food Not Bombs came around with a wagon full of bananas, and everybody started chasing the bananas. And then the cops started chasing the people chasing the bananas, and then we started taking bananas, and then the cops came and took the banana wagon.
By midnight, police said there were 970 arrests. Today's protests begin with a symbolic unemployment line that will stretch from Wall Street to Midtown. But artist Morgan Phillips says bananas may just be the beginning.
I think it's going to go all week, and it's probably going to get more surreal. But hey, man, I'm down. This is what New York is all about.
Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.